Shvius, Perik Zion, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Gadol Amru Bashvius. The Mishnah says that there's a great principle in effect when it comes to Shvius, the Chazal said. Kol Shehu Machal Adam. Anything that is fit for human consumption. Umachal Behemah, fit for animal consumption. Umimin Hatsovim, or it's a type of item that is used for dyes, D-Y-E. Ve'eno miskayim ba'aretz, and it doesn't stay in the ground. It's something that is not permanently in the ground. It doesn't last from year to year. And in that case, yeshlo shvius, the laws of shvius, and that which grows has to be utilized by kedusha shvius, with the sanctity of shvius. You can only use it for food, etc. Ve'ledam of shvius, the monies that you purchase these items with, also becomes sanctified with the laws of Shvius. Yesh lo biur, and these items also have the laws of biur, that when they're no longer found in the field for animals, the laws of biur apply to them, and they need to be destroyed. Uludam of biur, and the monies that have been used to exchange for these items also have the laws of biur applied to them. The Eze, what are examples of this? The Ale Aluf Hashote, it includes even such things as the leaves of this aluf we've mentioned before as a form of onion, Hashote, that grows wild. Fa'ale Hadandana, and the leaves of the mint plant. Ha'ulshin, which are either endives or chicory, even if they're grown wild. Fa'akration, and that's what we call karti, or known as leeks, the haragila, which is something called in English portulak, the netza chalav, which I don't know how to translate, but it has white flowers, and some understand that it's a type of grass that when you cut it, it has sort of like milk, like dandelion milk, and that's of the items that are of human consumption. Umachal behema, when it comes to animal things that are fit for animal consumption, it includes even such things as hachochim b'hadardarim, which are forms of thorns that would be fit to be eaten by camels. Umimin atzovim, among those items that are used as dyes, it includes sfiche istis, the things that grow wild that are called istis, v'kotza, another form of dye. All these items, Yeshlahem Shvius, L'demehen Shvius, the item themselves has Kedusha Shvius, L'demehen Shvius, and the monies for which they're purchased with also has the laws of Shvius applied to it. Yeshlahem Beer, L'demehen Beer, and they also have the laws of Beer, and the monies of that you exchange for these items also have the laws of Beer applied to them.